Good morning and welcome to VVTV. I'm Koshiro Miyata, Investment Director on the equities floor at M&G. It's election week, and Americans go to the polls tomorrow for the US midterms. And today I'm joined by Randip Sommel, Director of Global Equities, and our resident expert in US politics. Good morning, Randip.
Good morning, Kat.
US midterms, what's happening?
It will be a very interesting day, Tuesday, the 7th of November. All 435 members of the US House of Representatives, the lower house, and one third of the upper chamber, the 100-seat Senate, will face re-election. Now, this process happens every 2 years. The reason this one is so interesting, it's the first time an election is occurring in the US since Donald Trump has been president, and it's likely to be a referendum on his presidency. Now, right now, Republicans control all chambers and the presidency, and if the polls are anything to go by, and bear in mind they were wrong in 2016, but if they're anything to go by today, it looks like Democrats will seize control of one of those chambers. So we should be up for quite an interesting week.
And what are the implications for financial markets?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. Ever since Donald Trump became president and Republicans having all chambers, the equity markets have been very strong in the US. The US dollar has been very strong. So it's been a very positive backdrop for markets. Markets tend not to like uncertainty. So if the polls are correct and the Democrats take over one chamber, we'll likely see a little bit of uncertainty come into the system. But if you look at the past, equity markets have actually been most strongest when you've had a split legislature. There's checks and balances in process. The president can't simply do whatever he wants. So there's a natural check in that process. Now, if the polls are correct and it stays like this, I think the markets will be quite, uncertain to begin with until the Congress takes power in January. If Republicans maintain a clean sweep of both chambers, I think they'll be quite strong. If Democrats get both chambers, then I think we're likely to see a little bit of pullback. Now, the reason is the most important thing, the Republicans won't have carte blanche to do whatever they want. The Democrats are a party of government and they will have to sign off the process, the most important process being the budget. Where the negativity might come in is the fact that the Democrats will control some of the committee chairmanships. So they will have the power to investigate the president, his tax returns, his family dealings, Russian election tampering potentially. And they'll also be able to investigate every single member of every agency Donald Trump has ever hired. So we might have some jitters to begin with. But like I said, if the past is anything to go by, it still should be a recipe for strong markets if the Democrats just gain the House.
And what does history tell us about the midterms?
History tells us that the polls are right and that the incumbent president's party tends to do bad at midterms. If we go all the way back to 1934, the sitting president's party has only gained in the midterms on three separate occasions. But I would caveat to that, every time a president's party has done bad at the midterms, that president has come back and won re-election. So Reagan, 1982, Bill Clinton, 1994, and Barack Obama, 2010. That might sound slightly unusual, but bear in mind, right now, if things go wrong, the Republicans take all responsibility. If they control one house of the chamber, the president, and I'm sure this president will, he'll say they're partly to blame, if not all to blame, they're in government as well.
And which industries are most likely to be affected?
That's a very good question. The one that comes to mind straight away is infrastructure. When Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton campaigned in 2016, both of them campaigned with a promise to get infrastructure spending in the US going again at a tune of around about $1 trillion. So this is roads, bridges, ports, airports, broadband, water systems. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened. And the reason it hasn't happened is that the Republican House won't sign off Donald Trump's legislature. They look back and they say, well, the deficit's rising, we're not increasing that, and Republicans are always anti more spending. He tried to put through a 25-cent increase in the gas tax. They said no. The Democrats are much more likely to put this through. And just this past week, when it comes to campaigning, in terms of infrastructure, Donald Trump said, that's an easy one. We'll get that through. We're going to start building after the midterms. Likewise, Nancy Pelosi, the likely House Majority Speaker post the election, if the Democrats win, has said that's the one area she knows she can back the president on. So infrastructure will be important. Defense might be slightly negative. If they need to find savings in the budget, the Democrats will love nothing more than to cut the defense spending and redirect that spending more on domestic policy. The third, which I think that everyone's looking to right now, and that's the current trade talks and the tariffs. Will a Democratic legislator be any different? No, the answer simply there is no. The Democrats tend to be as trade protectionist, if not more, than the Republican Party, so they are likely to be in lockstep with the Republican president and say that they want to protect US jobs and they'll be very happy with the tariffs.
Thank you, Randeep. Plenty to look out for in the wake of the election result. But in the meantime, the US economy goes from strength to strength, evidenced by strong jobs numbers on Friday. This week, we have the US rate decision on Thursday, which will be accompanied earlier in the week by the ISM non-manufacturing report, which comes out later today. We have German factory orders and industrial production numbers coming out on Tuesday and Wednesday, respectively. We also have Japanese machinery orders on Wednesday. And at the end of the week, we have some inflation numbers from China and the US, as well as GDP figures from the UK. Thank you for watching. Enjoy the week and see you soon.